Anti-Semitism is the hatred of Jews. It goes back thousands of years to ancient Rome. When Christianity took hold in the world, anti-Jewish feelings spread. There were false, awful stories that Jews had killed Jesus. They were blamed for causing disease and for bad crops. Sometimes this led to violent attacks against Jews. Sometimes anti-Jewish laws were passed. In certain parts of Europe, Jews couldn't own land. They could not be citizens. In more modern times, around the 1800s, countries in Europe developed fairer laws. Life opened up for Jewish people. They had more freedom. Some Jews kept their old customs. Some did not. More and more, Jews considered themselves German or Austrian or French before they thought of themselves as Jewish. Then in 1914, the Kaiser, Emperor of Germany, started a world war in Europe. It raged on until 1918 with Germany's surrender. A treaty was signed with very harsh terms for Germany. The Kaiser was gone. Germany lost land. It had to disband its army. For starting the war, it had to pay billions of dollars to the countries that Germany had fought against. But Germany didn't have any money. As in the past, much of the blame for Germany's woes fell on the Jews. In 1919, Germany tried to set up a democracy. The group of elected representatives was called the Reichstag. A president was elected, too. The president, in turn, chose a chancellor. The chancellor held a lot of power, but he still had to answer to the president and the Reichstag. This new government was supposed to offer a better future for Germany, but it faced big challenges. For example, how would Germany pay all the money it owed? The government thought the answer was to print money. More and more money. Soon, there were so many German dollars, marks, they became almost worthless. Prices went up day by day, hour by hour. One man bought a cup of coffee for 5,000 marks, already a very high price. When he ordered a second cup, the price had shot up to 9,000 marks. People carried cash around in wheelbarrows. By 1929, millions of Germans were out of work. Most had their savings wiped out. Many wanted change, a new direction for the country. But who could lead the country to a new and better future? Germans turned to the worst person possible, Adolf Hitler.